When you listen to this recording, it's important that you fully engage your imagination. Therefore, it's essential that you never listen to this recording while driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention.
It's really important that you relax as much as you can when you're listening to this information, because that will allow your unconscious mind to take over. You already understand that there's a part of your mind, deep and hidden, where so many different things are happening, so much is created and imagined and made possible. And the more open you are to that idea, and the more open you are to allowing that part of your mind to take over, to help you in many ways, the more effective this program is going to be for you. And when I say the more effective, you have to understand that the sky is the limit. It really, truly is. The kind of things in the past that you really didn't dare to hope for are suddenly going to start to seem possible to you. There's something that I want you to think about first of all before we continue, and that's the whole idea of the unconscious mind. Some people call it the conscious mind, some people call it unconscious. Other people just talk about your instincts, your intuition. Okay, it's like a hidden control room or an engine room where so many things happen that are hidden from view. And I'm just wanting you to think about what does it mean? Okay, everybody uses a different word or a different way of talking about the unconscious mind, but what is it, in fact? If it's that powerful, what is it? Well, I'm going to give you a simple definition. And simple is always good. I think simple is always good because it breaks through the noise and the clutter and the overwhelm and the confusion to just give you a very straightforward and focused way of looking at things. And the way I always look at the unconscious mind is simply everything that you're not aware of right now. Okay, until I mention it, you're probably not aware of your breathing. Your breathing is being controlled unconsciously. Your temperature, the temperature of your body, whether if you're cold, your body will make changes to warm you by shivering and creating heat. If you're too hot, your body will sweat, perspire, because your body is unconsciously controlling the temperature and cooling you down like an air conditioning system. If I ask you to think back to when you were very, very young, think about some of your friends in early childhood, people that you'd forgotten about. But you can think about them now because your unconscious mind can go and collect that information from deep inside. And it doesn't mean that there's a filing cabinet in your brain or a storage system where all this information is stored alphabetically. It's just that your unconscious mind is able to recreate the memory, the experience, the feeling of things from long, long ago, things you thought you'd forgotten. But they're all in there. It's not like they're stored like a video camera. We all know that memory is very unreliable. Memory is a very creative process. When you think about something from the past, in some ways it's an accurate memory, but in other ways you can be very creative. You can embellish. You can enhance. You can make your memories more colourful, more loud, more interesting, quieter. Anything you want to do. But the point is, you can go and access those memories, but until you do, they remain unconscious. They're in the unconscious mind. Your feelings, your emotions are often unconscious. Have you ever had a feeling of being stressed or a feeling of being happy before you realized you were having that feeling? Somebody maybe said to you, you seem very under the weather today, or you seem very excited today. And you looked in at yourself and thought, well, actually, yes, I am. I am very excited today, or I suppose I am feeling a bit down today. Because until that moment when somebody pointed it out, the feeling was unconscious. And your unconscious mind can do all of these things for you automatically. It's so powerful. Yet, we continually try to override our conscious mind and to control it, to control everything, in fact. And the real power for you, the power of change and potential and all of the exciting things that you're going to start to see and to understand and to experience over the next few days come from the fact that you can get so much more from yourself by taking control on a deeper level. The more you can learn to relax as you listen to this information, the more you can learn to focus so intently on the ideas and the possibilities, whilst at the same time blocking out thoughts of the outside world or distractions, the better you're going to do. And frankly, the easiest way to do that is just to listen to the music, let your mind drift. Don't worry about where it drifts, because it will always focus on what I'm saying, and it will always focus on the ideas that you're creating, which is all that really counts if you think about it. I want to talk to you about something I call the paradox of imagination. The paradox of imagination is a very interesting concept. Years ago, I used to see a lot of clients to help them with stress and anxiety. You know, these clients were under pressure and they felt stressed, they felt overwhelmed. And I started to notice with my stress management training and my stress management clients, I started to notice that nearly all of my clients had something in common. They all had incredible imaginations, really powerful skills of visualization or being able to imagine how things feel when they're not actually there. And if you think about it, that makes sense. My clients who reported to me they were suffering with stress were able to think about things that weren't there, people who weren't there, situations that hadn't even happened yet, and purely through using their imagination, they were able to create results as if those things were real. Let me give you an example. I can think of clients where they were being bullied at work, or they had a boss that was really unpleasant, and when they were going home at night, they couldn't sleep in the evening because they were still stressed about the work situation. So they would think about this boss or this unpleasant work colleague. And of course, even though they weren't there, they would still find themselves uptight, grinding their teeth, tensing their muscles. Sometimes they would have headaches. Sometimes they would have tummy aches. Sometimes they would have stomach aches. Sometimes they just couldn't sleep. Sometimes they drank lots of alcohol or smoked lots of cigarettes purely because they were feeling stressed about something that wasn't real. They were able to use their imagination to create these worst case scenarios, to catastrophize, to imagine bad things, and to experience all the bad feelings that went with it. Now, I've noticed over the years more and more that nearly everybody that comes to see me or goes to get help with improving their lives, nearly all of those people have got great imaginations. And you see, what's happening is the imagination is causing problems for them. It's causing them to worry about things, to be depressed about things, to be stressed about things that aren't real, because they've got great imaginations. And what I realized was that the one thing, the tool, the resource that they were using to achieve all of these negative feelings was the exact same tool they needed to use to create the wonderful feelings, the positive feelings and the positive thoughts and beliefs that will eventually lead to success, to happiness, to health, to a life of fulfillment. And that's what I'm explaining to you now. Is if you're following me here and you're going through these ideas in your mind, then you probably have a very good imagination. And in the past, you may have used that imagination to create bad feelings. And it makes sense, because our imagination is there to protect us in many ways, to warn us of dangers, to warn us of potential bad things that could happen. But of course, that was fine thousands and thousands of years ago, when we lived in the wild and we were being chased by wild animals and we had to find food to survive, we had to fight enemies just to survive day to day. But we don't need the imagination playing those tricks with us anymore. What's important is to use your imagination in positive ways. And that's the paradox of imagination. The very people who are able to get themselves into a negative state are sitting there blindly, not realizing that exact same tool can get them anything that they want. And maybe you're a bit like that. Maybe you have this hidden resource that you didn't realise was there, or you didn't realise just how powerful it could be. Think about it this way. Let your unconscious mind take you back now, in your imagination, to a happy memory in childhood, a time when you were just playing and enjoying yourself. Maybe you were in the sunshine. Maybe you were near a beach and you could hear the waves, or you could hear birds singing. Maybe you're somewhere completely different. Just let your imagination take you somewhere where you can see and feel and hear and experience all of the feelings of happiness, relaxation, fun, enjoyment. Just let yourself enjoy those happy memories. And now think about what it would be like in your life if you were more confident or more relaxed or more successful in some way. Whatever it is that you're looking for, imagine what it would be like if you had that. And realize that this is just a starting point. But you need to know where you're going, because it's like, I don't know if you know what a GPS system is, a global positioning system. It's one of those devices that you tell it where you want to go to, and it will display the exact directions that you need to take. And of course, that will start you on your journey. But if you want to change direction, you can, and that's fine. But if you don't set the direction in the first place, you'll just drift. And it's important that you're always moving towards something positive, something clear, something compelling. Okay, it doesn't limit your possibilities, and it doesn't commit you to anything, because you can always be flexible, you can always change your mind. And that's what's important with your imagination, is to tell it what you want. Think about some of the things you want in your life now. Just a few things. Just go through maybe your career, your personal life, your professional life, your social life, your spiritual life, your intellectual life, anything you want. Think about some different things that you wish you could have, that you would really enjoy. And notice how your imagination will start to work with you. It's just like one of those global positioning systems, except you're doing it for yourself right now. And your imagination works very, very well with stories and interesting questions and interesting ideas. But you do need to say what you want. When I talk about the paradox of imagination, of course you understand how quickly you can tell your mind what you don't want, and it starts creating that exact thing. It's like when people say to themselves, I wish I wasn't so stressed, and they immediately feel even more stressed. But if you say to your imagination, I want to be more relaxed, I want to slow down, take a deep breath, let everything slow down, and just relax, and just feel the calm energy of life, of balance, of breathing, of quietness, of contentment. And your imagination will start to work with you because you're telling it exactly what you want. And the clearer you can imagine something, the clearer you can imagine what it would look like or what it would feel like, the easier it is for your unconscious mind to start to make that change. But you do need to know what you want. Even if it's just in a moment, or a minute, or an hour, or a day, you need to know what the plan is. We're back to that idea of placing an order from a menu. One big thing, one big idea, one big goal that you can achieve, and everything starts to change. But you've probably heard the story of the pink elephant. It's a very popular idea, a very popular story. The one where you have to try as hard as you can not to think about a big pink elephant. Of course it's impossible. The harder you try not to think about the pink elephant, the bigger, the louder, the stronger that picture, that idea is in your mind. Your mind is created through pathways. Yes, they're called neural pathways, but it doesn't matter. It's just thoughts. It's just electricity, energy. Okay, and every time you have a thought, it will react in your thinking, in your imagination. And if you try not to have a thought, of course you'll have exactly the same thought. So the paradox of imagination is that if you try not to imagine something, you'll imagine it anyway, because you've got such a great imagination. So keep that focus on what you want and how you want to feel and how you want it to be and the exact outcome that you're looking for. Tomorrow, next week, next year, it doesn't matter. But let's start with tomorrow. What would be a fantastic outcome for you tomorrow? One thing, one order, one request to your imagination, your unconscious mind, to make it happen for you. And let your mind work on that for you. And it can be so enjoyable, so relaxing, so compelling. So how to take control on that deeper level? How do we do that? Well, think about a control room, okay, or an engine room. Think about a room, and in fact, it doesn't have to be a room, it could be outdoors, it doesn't matter. But think about somewhere where you can control things. It could be like the control room in a recording studio or a TV studio. It could be like a dashboard for a spaceship. It could be like the controls of a digger on a construction site. It could be something fantastically creative from science fiction, or it could be as simple as a keyboard at a personal computer. It doesn't matter. I want you to imagine what it would look like, some kind of an interface where you can see what you're controlling, like a computer screen or a video screen. And also the controls. It could be levers, switches. It could be a mouse or a keyboard. It could be some physical levers that you actually hold onto and pull up and down, like some crazy scientist in a laboratory. It doesn't matter. I just want you to think, for you, what is a control room or a control space? What is it like? How do you imagine it? Maybe you can picture it very, very clearly with all different colours and shapes and surroundings. Or maybe you can imagine with your eyes closed in darkness, but having the controls all around you, and you can feel your way around those controls. It doesn't matter. It could be spoken controls. It could be some kind of a computer where you speak the controls into the computer and it makes the changes for you. I just want you to be as clear in your mind as you can about the idea of a control room or a control interface or whatever. I want you to be at the controls in your imagination. But then I want you to let go, because the idea is that the less you try to control it, the easier this is going to be. The more you relax, the more you focus on just using your imagination and enjoying the process, the easier this will be. And I want you to imagine something else for a moment, first of all. Picture this, or imagine this as clearly as you can. I want you to imagine two spheres, okay, like two big coloured balls or any kind of round objects. And one of them is red and one of them is golden. In fact, you can choose any colours you wish to, but I'm going to say red and golden to start the exercise. And that red ball, that red sphere, represents control. It represents the whole concept of control. You can look at that red sphere, that red spherical object, from different directions and different angles, and it's like a ball. It's like a ball that you can hold in your hand and lift up to the sky. And as you do, you think about the whole idea of controlling, of being in control of everything that you hold. But what I want you to realize is that that ball is much smaller than you thought. Maybe it's tiny, like the size of a pea, and it can slip through your hands and drop to the floor because it's not as solid, as easy to hold on to as you expected. Control is often like that. We like to feel we're in control of so many different things. But recently, I was in the middle of a magnitude 7 earthquake, and I realized I was in control of nothing. And those moments hit us in life. I don't know if you can think of moments in life where you've realized we control very little. We really do. But I want you to think about the other sphere, the other ball that's sitting there. This one's golden, or however you imagine it. To me, it's a big golden spherical object. And this one, as you hold it and you stand back and you look at it from all different directions, this one represents all the things that you can influence. Not control, but influence. Influence in a very powerful way with your personality, with your belief, with your imagination, with your ingenuity, your ideas, or your compassion, or your confidence, or your enthusiasm, or your kindness, or your intelligence. It doesn't matter. But you influence in the way that you personally influence. But here's the wonderful thing. I want you to notice and see that as you observe this golden ball in front of you, you realize it's not like a ball you hold in your hands at all. This thing has a life of its own. And it spins according to your imagination, your thoughts, your energy. But it really also has a life of its own. And you realize that rather than being the size of a pea on the floor, this is like a planet. It's like a planet that's rotating in space. It's that big. It's enormous. It's the size, literally, of a gigantic planet rotating in space. And somewhere deep down, your imagination understands this. What I'm talking to you about here, what I'm explaining, is that you have so little control that you thought you had on things consciously and logically, but you have so much influence. You never realized or imagined or understood how much influence you have in life when you start to understand all of these things and put everything into action that I'm teaching you and sharing with you right now. Let that thought disappear. You don't need it now, but I'd like you to come back to that in the future. I'd like you to return in the next few days to the idea of being an influencer, of massively influencing everything you wish to influence, but just maybe letting go of that control on a conscious, effort-based level. Because here's what happens. I want you to go back now to that idea of the control room, or the control space, or the control interface. Your idea of what it's like to be sitting at the controls. But I really want you to relax more and more as you do this. It's very important to realize the outside world doesn't matter. The conscious, thinking, logical world doesn't matter. Just let your thoughts drift. Imagine that your mind was like a clear lake or a clear blue sky. Just completely crystal clear, focused, relaxed, inside, looking into your thoughts, really going deep. So that you can notice everything that happens inside your thinking, your imagination, your emotions. Just looking for a feeling of relaxation, of peace, quiet, calm, comfort. And I want you to look at those controls, to think about what you want to be controlling, but on that deep, unconscious influence level. So everything you think about will change the feelings, the results that you experience, and the results and the actions that you take. So that everything you change will also change the way you feel and the way you experience things. And those feelings and beliefs will change what you do and the actions that you take in the real world. And those actions that you take will change your results, and the whole thing will become a big feedback loop, a positive reinforcing cycle, a positive loop of change and success. Think about this. Think about looking in front of you or feeling in front of you and finding a control for relaxation. And maybe it goes from 1 to 10 or something like that, and 10's the highest level of relaxation. And notice where it is now. How relaxed are you? If you're only 7 out of 10, well, I want you to change the control, turn it up, or move the switch, or press the button, whatever you need to do, or tell it to change. And notice how the level moves up to maybe 9 or 10, and as it does, notice how relaxed you start to feel, how much more relaxed you feel. Notice the comfort spreading, the warmth, or the heaviness, or the lightness, or the clearness, clarity, whatever it is. Just notice relaxation getting better. And you've just controlled that in a very clever, very deep, influential manner. It's not how we traditionally think of control. It's a different kind of control, much deeper. And then think about what else you'd like to change. Maybe you want to take the control for confidence and move it up to a higher level of confidence. Maybe you want to find a control for motivation and turn it up. And as you do, notice the energy growing inside you. Maybe there's some things you want to turn down. Maybe there's other things you want to switch off. Maybe there's feelings and experiences from the past that you want to switch back on again and reconnect with, finding parts of yourself that you thought were lost long ago, but bringing them back to the surface now. It can bring a smile to your face, it can make you laugh, it can make you feel warm and fuzzy, it can make you feel excited. Anything that worries you or concerns you, just switch it off or turn it down. But the most important thing is to understand that this technique I've taught you, or your way of doing this that you're learning now, is something you will use in the outside world whenever you need to. And more importantly, by far, you'll be able to do this. You'll be able to improve your confidence, relaxation, clear thinking, motivation, whatever it is you need. You'll be able to do it when you're not even thinking about it. And in fact, that's when it will be easiest. That's when it will be the easiest. When you're busy doing something else, talking to a friend or having a conversation on the phone or at work or out for a walk or just relaxing, deep down you can make these changes, influence things, change your results, change your state, the way you feel, create positivity, confidence, certainty, and wonder, enjoyment, magic, whenever you want to, when you're not thinking about it, when you're thinking about other things. The more you trust your imagination and your unconscious mind to do this work for you, the easier it will become. In fact, the more you let go, like letting go of the red ball, the easier it will become to lift up that golden ball of influence and change and success, higher and higher, bigger and bigger, the easier it becomes. Just let your unconscious mind, let your imagination make sense of all these ideas. It doesn't matter if they're a little confusing in some ways. Deep down, it's all happening, and I expect you're starting to notice already just how much potential this is going to give you. And think about the things you haven't worked out yet. Think about the dots that you haven't joined. Think about the epiphanies you haven't experienced yet, but something's telling you that you're going to, that this is exciting, this is different. This is different from the other things. This is different from what you've done before, and it's like a pathway in front of you is opening up, and you can't see around all the corners yet, but it feels good. I hope it feels good. I hope you're feeling very positive and very optimistic about what's to come and all the changes you're making, even now, already.